28 minutes after 5 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon. Cruising along here from Lorain County Community College at the Commodore Books and More Bookstore, celebrating April being National Community College Month. But locally, it's Lorain County Community College Month. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you until 6 o'clock. And I didn't know that Lorain County Community College had its own month. Did you?
No, I wasn't aware of it until we started here today. This is very impressive.
It is. We've got Tracy Green joining us here. Tracy is the VP of Strategic and Institutional Development. Tracy, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thanks for having me this afternoon. I'm great. Sounds like you guys had a really packed agenda today.
Oh, yeah. Loaded to the gills, and that's always good. More of the guests and less of us. That's normally a very, very good
listeners
thing.
Listeners appreciate it, Tracy. Yes.
That's
and
great.
This is a really busy time of the year for you guys. You had the grad fair earlier.
Did. You know, if you walk through College Center today, you can kind of just feel this energy building on campus. And it's all about as we are gearing up for graduation in about a month, May 18th, we'll put another class in the books. And, you know, those are the real stories we're trying to capture because they're excited, right? And we're excited for them. They've reached a huge milestone. And when they cross that graduation stage, who knows what their next journey is. But we've been glad to be part of it since they started here.
2018. Graduating last year in 2018. Maybe you get 2019 and 2019.
I promise we did not plan it that way. We let every grad through. I think that probably only happens once. So if it does this year, we're really going to have to look into something there. But, you know, every single one of them. But one of the really cool things about that we do know about this year's graduating class, because it's kind of early yet, we're still putting everything together. Every single one of our early college high school students, so we have 78 seniors this year, are going to earn their associate's degree, an associate's degree, either of arts or of science, at the same time they earn their high school diploma. Wow. That's 100%. We've never had that, so that's a milestone. And then you add on top of that, we have a total of 142 students, early college and those at the high school, who have taken College Credit Plus. So this means they must have started when they were freshmen in order to earn an associate's degree. A lot of times, like about 2 weeks before they're crossing their high school graduation stage.
Wow.
So it's a record year from that aspect, and they have just saved their parents a ton of money. So with that program, last year was about $5.5 million that students saved who graduated in the 2018 class. So
you mentioned the commencement ceremony. This year is going to be a really cool one for you guys. And I know that, you know, when we talk about commencement ceremonies for every college, it's always different. But I know for you guys, early May is always a really special time of the year because it's not just the traditional college students that are walking across the stage getting their diplomas. You guys have students from all walks of life.
We do. And, you know, there's some students who are graduating with their parents, their siblings, their husband. I know of at least one student who's graduating with her grandmother.
Wow.
So it does become a family affair in terms of coming here together and hopefully, you know, reaching their goals and their dreams together as well. So that's what just makes it so unique, is to hear each student and knowing that at some point in time, we've had a piece of their story. So,
well, and this is locally Lorain County Community College Month. I didn't know that you guys were able to pull those strings, but the Lorain County Commissioners proclaimed this Lorain County Community College Month. How did all that come down?
So, you know, we were fortunate enough that as we took out to the commissioners just to talk a little bit about what was happening at Lorain County Community College, they caught wind of it. And they said, well, it's great, it's national, but we need to be celebrating some milestones here in our own community. And, you know, Lorain County Community College, if you just step outside the doors of this building, you will find the bicentennial marker. And what that means is we are the first permanent community college of any community college in the state of Ohio. And so there's something special about this community and what they've created. And so I think it's a great opportunity for us to thank the community for establishing Lorain County Community College and for supporting it, but also to applaud the community for the leadership that they've exhibited to create Lorain County Community College, and then to tack onto that things like the University Partnership Program. And now last year we became the first community college with an applied bachelor's degree. So this is a community of firsts, and it's a college of firsts.
Yeah, pretty exciting year for you. I know you made the announcement with Cleveland State as well, and you mentioned the applied bachelor's program. The director of secondary education in the state of Ohio came to see this. I mean, what a year.
It's been a big year. And so, but we look towards, you know, we're what, just a few months now away from entering 2020, and who knows what that's going to bring. And so I think that's really important too. Well, last year was a big year and this year is a big year. It's how do we look out to that future, and what is it that this college needs to provide looking out that 10 or 15 years? So we've been about creating a brand new strategic plan that's going to be unveiled later this month. And we're just more excited, even about the future, building on the positive impact that we've had in the past.
Tracy, I know that when people think about college, they think that, you know, it's the academic year. It kind of starts in September. It goes through, you know, early May, maybe mid-May. That's not the case here. There are a lot of things happening here in the summertime. You guys never really shut down.
No, you know what? And that's because people live really complex lives. And so, yes, we do serve the traditional college-going student who is here on an academic basis. But we also serve a large number of adults, working adults who have families, they have careers, they're involved in their community. And so not everything can start on a semester calendar. So whether that's every 8 weeks of opening up courses, and some of that being for credit programs, you know, that lead to a degree, some of which lead to a credential, such as, you know, when you think about information technology and just having a block of learning to get that new promotion or new job. So sometimes you just need to take a little bit of relaxation time, and you want to do some personal enrichment. So you can even come here and learn to cook a meal or two.
We learned about that earlier today.
Yes, we did. Indeed. Yeah.
You did you try it out?
We haven't
yet. We haven't tried it out yet, although, you know.
Bull will be the first in line on Friday, I have a feeling here.
I mean, Chefs Adam and Brad were here with us earlier. They told us all about what down those cooking classes. Those adult classes sound like a heck of a lot of fun. So we just might have to come down here on Friday.
Anytime.
You know, it sounds like a lot of fun, and that's just one of many fun things happening here. Well, I know commencement only a month away. Tracy, we always appreciate the time. And before you know it, we'll be doing this again at the golf outing.
We will, and hopefully the weather will be a little bit better than what we have here today. So that's great.
Yeah, you know, it could be worse.
There's no snow. Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah.
It ended better than it started.
So. Yes, that's true.
Great. Thanks
Tracy,
for coming out.
Thanks
we appreciate
much.
It.